The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. Hello, Sunshine, and welcome to She Was the Fire, Pinch of Productivity. I'm Courtney Mangan, and we are getting into our mini-series that focuses specifically on one thing that you can do for your productivity. And today's topic is all around productivity guilt. So what is productivity guilt? I guess we can just start with that. And it's basically that constant nagging feeling that you should be doing more, and that if you're not doing anything, then you feel like you're lazy, you're a slacker, you know, and you're never going to reach your goals. It's that kind of thing in the back of your mind where you're like sitting down watching TV, or you're just like, you know, fucking around on your phone, scrolling through Instagram, and you just feel instantly guilty that you should be doing something work-related or something, you know, that's about cleaning your house, or you should be doing something to grow personally, all that kind of stuff. And I think that, you know, in this day and age, we are constantly bombarded with the pressure to be successful, you know, the glamorization around the hustle. And even I know I contribute to this. I fall a part of it, but I also contribute to it by talking about productivity so much on my channels. And so I want to make sure that I do have that balance on my channel, on my Instagram, you know, on my podcast, all that kind of stuff, because I know what it's like to feel the pressure to achieve more. And I've been feeling that even more since the cancer diagnosis, because obviously that whole like life is short kind of urgency is like within me now. And I know what it's like to feel like, one, other people are achieving more than you at their age, or, you know, like if you're not working, you know, I should be listening to a podcast that's going to better me as a person. Should I be reading a book on self-development? You know, and otherwise I feel like I'm failing. And so I know what that's like, and that's that productivity guilt. And I know it's something that I fall victim to. So it's probably something that you guys are falling victim to, because that's what I found. Usually my dramas are your dramas as well, quite often, because we're not alone in this experience. And I know that, as I said, I have found it particularly hard in the past, and also I have associated downtime with being lazy, and that's something that I do work on a lot. So today I'm giving you my top four tips on how to avoid productivity guilt. So number one is setting realistic expectations for your day, and setting those expectations and then making sure that you celebrate those small wins. So if you were setting like, you know, here's a list of 30 things I have to get done, and that's not achievable, you're really setting yourself up for failure. And then any moment you're taking to yourself, you're then going to feel guilty that you should be on top of your to-do list. So set realistic expectations about what is actually achievable within the time frame of when you're supposed to be working or whatever it is that you're doing. And then when you do achieve those things, focus on the things that you did do rather things that you didn't get to. So even more if you're relaxing, you know what I mean? Like if I'm sitting down and I watch a TV show and I'm like, shit, I should have been scheduling Instagram content for She Was a Fire at that point. I then need to go, no, Courtney, you work every bloody night. Tonight, you just refresh yourself, and tomorrow you'll be able to be more creative, more energized, and you'll go into work in a better frame of mind. So that actually wasn't a waste. So it's about me remembering that it's about the small wins and making everything a positive. You know, like even that time that you're taking to have the bath, that's a positive because you're feeling more rejuvenated. Or maybe, yeah, you didn't get through your whole to-do list, but you did get through your top two negotiables, and that's the main thing for the day. So making sure that you're setting realistic expectations and celebrating those small wins. Number two, run your own timeline, not based on other people. And I think that if you are looking at what other people are doing, you're like, oh, that girl was 25 when she made her first $1 million. I haven't done that. Or, you know, that person achieved this job role by the time they were that age and I haven't done that. You really need to be assessing the comparison game. And I have an episode about that a couple of weeks ago that you should go check out. And it's all about comparison and jealousy and how dangerous that can be for our mental health. And so it's important that you are running your own race and sticking by your own timeline, not basing it on other people's. Because I think when you open up Instagram and you see your mate is sitting there and she's working till 1 a.m. hustling, then you get that productivity guilt. Oh God, I should have been up at 1 a.m. hustling. You know, it puts that pressure on you. But you're running a different race to your friend. Maybe she does have to stay up because she's missing her deadlines and she was fucking around all day and wasn't being productive. So maybe she does need to stay up late. you know, or maybe she's got a deadline for something that she has to work late for the next 5 weeks, whatever it is, that's her decision how she wants to run her life. It doesn't mean that you need to be doing the same. So avoid that and make sure you're running your own timeline. Number three, perfectionism does not exist. And this is something I need to remind myself of all the time because I am a person who struggles with trying to make things perfect and exactly right before I release them out into the world. And so whether I'm scheduling and I think, oh, you know, that photo could look better or that Instagram caption could be better, or I'm doing a pitch for a creative concept for James Cosmetics, whatever it is, I'm always thinking like, oh, it could be more, it could be better. But at some point you have to call it and say, this is a good concept. I've done a good job. This is great. This is the best that I could do with the tools that I had at the time that I had. And perfect isn't a real thing. So I think that's really important. A lot of people, you know, for example, a lot of you might see that I'm super organized and I'm very productive, and then that spans across all areas of my life. Not true. You think that I'm perfect with this shit? I'm 100% not perfect with this. Firstly, you should see my wardrobe and my pantry. It is a diabolical mess. And I remember the day that I kind of shared how messy my cupboard was and my pantry were for the very first time on Instagram. People were shook. They were like, oh my God, I didn't expect that from you. Because people had this idea that because I was organized with my diary, I was organized with everything in my life. And that I was, you know, very like productive with everything that I do. No. When I'm productive at work, something else falls by the wayside. You know what that is? My bloody bedroom. I don't keep it tidy when I'm supposed to. Everything is clean, but nothing is tidy. You know, so I think that it's a dangerous slippery slope to expect yourself to be perfect all of the time, and that is not realistic. And that when you look at other people and you think that what they're doing is perfect, that's not true. I am far from perfect. I fall guilty to productivity guilt all of the time. I get distracted regularly. I don't get through my to-do list all of the time, but that's okay because that is what is real. No one is perfect 100% of the time. We're not robots. You're not going to be able to get through your to-do list every single day and then sit down and do, you know, personal growth at the end of the day, and then your house is completely tidy and you've worked out and you've eaten healthy and you've done all the things. That's not realistic. So I think it's important to know perfection doesn't exist. Just do the best that you can with what you've got at the time, and that's all we can be happy for. Celebrate those small wins. All right, and finally, number four, self-care is productive. It's not lazy. So you've got to reframe your thinking around this. And this is something that I've really struggled with, but over the whole time of my cancer treatment, something about self-care became really important to me because my doctors kept saying like, you need to slow down. You can't keep doing everything that you're doing. You need to have a bit of a bit less stress in your life. And so self-care became a priority to me. Whilst my work was still high on the list, I also saw the value, and I didn't look at self-care as laziness. Before, if I was like, I'm going to take time for a bath, I'm just going to sit down and watch a movie, I'd be like, lazy. You should be working. Don't do that. That's just you wasting time. Whereas now I'm like, you know what? No, I needed that to rejuvenate myself. Mental health is so important, especially when it comes to productivity, because being productive and being stressed and overwhelmed is a very slippery slope. It's a fine line. And so making sure that you're looking after your mental health is so key when it comes to getting through your day and your to-do list and getting the best out of your work that you're doing. And so taking that time, whether self-care could be just going out with your friends and having a few cocktails, it could be going for a walk at the beach, it could be having a bath, it could be watching a TV show, it could be just sitting down, listening to music, whatever it is, that time that you take for yourself, it actually is productive because you need it to keep yourself sane. As I said before, we are not robots. We can't just be like, go, 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 always learning. And I know for me, I went through a period where all I was doing was listening to podcasts that gave me information, reading books that taught me something, and working. I wasn't doing anything else. And I became kind of like bombarded, I think is probably the word, with just things coming at me where my brain didn't have any downtime. And I thought to myself, oh, you know, I'm driving home from work, I'm listening to a podcast, that's my downtime. But because I was learning something in that time, my brain actually wasn't switching off. So that's when I was like, no, okay, I need to listen to some podcasts for like personal entertainment, you know, whether it's like a crime podcast or it's a pop culture podcast, you know, or I'm reading a book that's like just a fiction. It's nothing to do with like, you know, some sort of educational life story that I've got all these takeaways from, whatever it is. So I needed that kind of downtime. And like sometimes when I'm cooking, I don't put on a podcast, I will put on music and I'll just do it that way instead. So it's that sort of reframing your mind to remember that self-care is actually productive and you can't feel guilty for taking that you time, because in the long run, you will burn out, you will get overwhelmed, you will get stressed, and that's, you know, ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I'm saying? So we've just got to make sure that you are taking that time for yourself and reframing your brain that downtime doesn't necessarily always equal laziness. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes it does. Those 2 hours that you scroll through TikTok mindlessly before you go to sleep, that might be not ideal. But as an overall concept, we need to reframe our brains a little bit just to make sure that we do remember that scheduling in that time for yourself and that mental health check is so important. So those are just a few things that I do to kind of avoid the productivity guilt. Just to recap, one, I set realistic expectations for my day and I really celebrate those small wins. I run my own timeline. I don't base it on what other people are doing. I don't try to focus on perfectionism because it does not exist. And I make sure that I get some self-care in and I reframe my brain to remember that if I'm not working, that I don't need to feel like I'm being lazy and I shouldn't feel guilty for that. Sometimes we all need the break. We need that time to ourselves and that's okay. I'm not running a race here. You know what I mean? It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And, you know, for me to achieve my goals, there are small steps that I'm taking every single day. I'm not going to take giant leaps and bounds every day. And that's okay because everything has to be balanced in my life. And so productivity guilt can fuck off. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. Follow me at Courtney Mangan and at She Was A Fire, and I will be talking to you soon. Bye.